Relax and indulge at Nemacolin's Woodland Spa and Holistic Healing Center, where you'll find relaxing massages and treatments, cutting-edge therapies, and traditional holistic practices to uncover life balance and overall wellness. Nemacolin's Holistic Healing Center offers guests innovative, personalized, and unique offerings, including yoga retreats, special services like infrared light therapy, cryotherapy, and more that you won't find anywhere else. To plan your wellness escape, visit nemacolin.com for more details.
Hey folks, welcome to the special episode of the Inside Line F1 podcast. And we're all just suffering from this lack of Formula One hangover right now. And so to try and get it off, we're trying to ask a big question that everyone had on their lips towards the end of the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. We're going to discuss who was the more deserving champion. And yes, it's going to be a bit of a controversial one, but it's turning out to be a bit of a dull winter. So we thought, well, why not? All of this and more on this episode of the Inside Line F1 podcast.
At Southern Company, we know the right solutions start with the right questions. How do we deliver reliable energy and overcome unpredictable challenges? How do we get to net zero carbon emissions and ensure communities thrive? How do we deliver affordable energy today and tomorrow? Southern Company, building the future of energy.
Hey folks, welcome back in. My name is Samuel Arora, the host of The Driving Force on Disney Plus Hotstar, joined by Kunal Shah, the former marketing head of the Force India F1 team. And let's ask the big question, Kunal. Let's ask the question that we didn't quite get the chance to ask in the last 21,000 races or whatever it may have been. How are you doing? I don't think we've ever asked that question to each other in this whole season. It's been that hectic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've had races after races after races, and then we had the post-season test, Formula One, then Formula Two, and I am doing fine. I'm in the warm city of Mumbai, and it's great to be spending the winter season in the winters of Mumbai, Somil. And I know you're not more than 25 odd kilometers away from me in the city of Mumbai, but yes, how are you doing? How are you all doing? How are you all listeners doing? But more importantly, how are you doing, Samuel?
It's a bit crazy, honestly. I didn't really think that Mumbai would get this chilly, even though I've lived here for the last 18 years. So the pajamas are out, the rajais or the big blankets are out here, and it's all warm and cozy. But the important thing is it's getting a bit too relaxed, maybe a bit too dull without the Formula One. You're able to sleep for a bit too long in the mornings, and you're not quite having that same buzz that you get during a race weekend that, oh, is Max going to be the fastest one? Is Lewis going to be the fastest one? Maybe one can call that a bit more peaceful sleep, but I don't think it's that exciting. But that just shows, right, how much we love the world of Formula One. And that's why, Kunal, we're having this big question stuck in our mind for such a long time about who actually deserved it more. And we've had our take. We've had our initial take on the Abu Dhabi incident. You can listen to that on the post-race review episode. But honestly, in terms of pure driving performances, let's just cut out Abu Dhabi for what it was, right? Let's just pretend that it didn't quite happen. Who deserved it more, according to you, Kunal?
Okay, so before we go to the who, this is one line description of why is it that Somil and I are discussing this, right? So much like every single one of y'all, after Abu Dhabi, Somil and I were engaged in a battle on messaging and calls and Twitter DMs and so on. We had our own little battle because, for one, Somil thought a driver deserved it, a particular driver. And then I thought the other driver deserved it. So we said, okay, why don't we sit and make an episode out of this? Let's go controversial. Let's bring out the fan bases, the toxic ones or the detoxed ones, doesn't matter. And we said, let's just talk about it. So that is why we said, let's do this one in the build-up to Christmas. Let's wait it out. Let's build some data and stuff for that. And I know Somil's come armed with, you know, all the stats and stuff, like, you know, he's on the pit wall with all the mathematics done and so on. And maybe I'm going to make a more emotional appeal is what I feel. But in my mind, coming to your main question, Somil, who was the most deserving driver? And just so that we don't piss off either of the fan bases, here's a disclaimer that you heard pretty much on every single podcast, video, YouTube, whatever place you consume Formula One content on, right? You know, the disclaimer very clearly is that both drivers deserved it. You know, people wanted a change. We have seen Hamilton win everything, and they wanted Max Verstappen to just bring about that change, right? And for once, change, it seemed, was very much accepted, very much applauded. Typically, it's the other way around. People don't really want a change, want to change, right? But at the end of the day, you know, we kept talking of finer margins, and there's also still a very, very fine margin between deciding neutrally who deserved the championship more. And in my mind, okay, here it goes. In my mind,
Let's cue the drum roll, Kunal, maybe?
Yeah. So in my mind, it was Lewis Hamilton who deserved his 8th and record-breaking world championship, Sommel. So by now, you know who I think deserves it. And Sommel, people by now already know who you think you're going to side on. But why don't you let the cat out of the bag?
Yeah, I think Nicholas Latifi deserves to be world champion. Someday, maybe. But for 2021, I think Max did a better job overall. I'll get to my points in a bit. But that's the battle that we're looking at right now. Lewis versus Max. Yeah, I know it's been happening for the last 12 months. But let's actually dive down deeper into this. And why, Kunal? Why Lewis? Because Max's consistency is hard to argue against. And don't we say that the world champion is often the most consistent driver in this case?
He is, yes. I think when it comes to consistency, we all know the math, and I know you're going to read it out. Max was definitely the most consistent driver through the entire season. So very, you know, it's one line. Okay, let me cut the chase. Let me cut to the chase, right? And what's the one reason why I think Lewis deserved it? Okay. And Lewis was chasing pretty much all season long. Now, I know this is where people will write in, but you know, the first three races he was leading. Yeah, but fair point. Lewis was chasing Max and a gap all season long, right? He overcame that gap twice in the season. In the, you know, first third of the season, he was 30-odd points down and he clawed it back. And then the last few races of the season, he was 19-odd points down and he clawed that back as well, right? And to me, he did the chasing. He needed to win the last four races, and he almost won the last four races. Mercedes' strategy, fifth engine, they played within the rules. Everyone saying fifth engine should have been more penalty points, but the truth is that's how the wording goes. And barring the last lap in Abu Dhabi, Lewis actually chased those victory and those points down. And to me, that was a successful chase. It's not something we've seen very often in the history. You needed to win four races on the trot. He almost won one. That was his best results, scoring streak of the season. And he delivered that when he needed it the most. And yes, he had the car. He had a better car. But hey, that's what Formula One's always been about. It's not been only about the best driver. It's about whether the best drivers have the best car or has the best car to support himself in a championship battle. So that's the one reason. He was chasing all through and he successfully chased it down till just the last lap in Abu Dhabi.
Hard to disagree with that, to be very honest with you, because that performance by Lewis was just tremendous in the last couple of races. And the interesting part is Mercedes apparently, and now that's what the rumor mill is saying, there's no official confirmation because we can't quite tell, but apparently Mercedes didn't even use their development tokens for the season. What if they had? So that's another scary thought, but that's the point where I have to speak about Max and how great he was and why he has to be a little more deserving, in my opinion, because for him, it's the first time ever fighting for a world championship. I think ever, because I don't think he's won a lot in single seaters as well before he came to Formula One. Naturally, because his career was pretty short over there. But that's the point. First time, I think, in ages that Max Verstappen had to fight for a championship, and he was ready as ever. Even though you have a 7-time world champion chasing you, the ability of not cracking, that is quite something. And The important part is, Kunal, that Lewis chased it down without Max's DNFs in the final couple of hours, in the final few races, right? Max did not DNF anyway. He was constantly second, third, second, not even third for that matter, constantly second, and Lewis was still able to edge out those victories. So the fact that Max was just always in second when not first, always able to bring out those amazing damage limitation races, even when the car was not up to the ability, is quite something. Whereas Lewis, unfortunately, in races like Turkey, I think in races like Monaco, where things went bad for Mercedes and Lewis, they really went bad. And for Max, they only finished out of the top two in Hungary, where he actually got taken out by Valtteri Bottas's compounded accident. So a bit of a crazy stat, this one, that a driver so young, a driver so ready in his first world championship, that, I think, I don't know, just this tops it for me. That's just some ridiculous consistency. And also, 7 fastest laps in the year. Crazy. Fastest lap points, by the way. He had 8, but in Baku, he didn't finish in the top 10. So there's that.
That's actually very tough to argue with, because just the way I'm saying that Lewis needed to win the last 4 races of the season, and he almost did. He won 3 and then, of course, was second. The complementing fact for Max, of course, is that he needed to finish second to win, and he did finish second. And I think it's incredible that barring Hungary, he literally was first, second, pretty much all the races he finished. Mm-hmm. Not pretty much, in all the races that he finished the season. And yes, you are right when you say that Lewis could have had a stronger race when Mercedes weren't the quickest or Mercedes was struggling. Monaco stands out. Imola, of course, his big mistake and the red flag neutralizing the situation. Mm-hmm. And so on. And actually, it's 1-1, if my memory is right. And again, now this is where I foresee people writing and saying, no, Lewis made more mistakes than Max. I think Lewis made one visible mistake, which was one big mistake in Imola, as we all know, and he got saved by the red flag. And Max made that mistake in Jeddah in qualifying, when he should have actually been on pole.
That's correct.
But he wasn't.
Yeah.
And it was probably that. And then, of course, various times early in the season where track limits cost Max Verstappen certain pole positions or better starting positions and so on. But yes, again, I find it amazing that you are actually supporting Lewis's stats while I'm actually reading out Max's stat, even though we've sort of chosen the other driver being the more deserving one, Samuel.
But it's ridiculous, because both their seasons have been so tremendous. And you kind of know where this is going, guys. You kind of know how this is going to progress forward. But it's crazy not to just gawk at their stats and say, wow, that was tremendous. But I'm going to try and pull out the ace out of the hat. And that has to be winning gaps and winning margins. About how good these drivers were on their good days. Now, we've seen how good they were on their bad days. And Max was better in that case. But in terms of winning days, in terms of days when things were going extremely right, Verstappen had 3 races where he won with a gap of more than 20 seconds to Lewis Hamilton. Holland, Styria, and Imola. 20 seconds in Holland, 35 seconds in Styria, the biggest winning margin of any race this year, and 22 in Imola. Whereas Lewis, well, he got 2 big wins. He won from Max by 25 seconds in Qatar in what was honestly a sensational drive, and 30 in Portugal. But I have to concede, Kunal, it has to be 3-3, because Brazil, even though he won by a margin of around 10 seconds, in all honesty, that seemed to be more like a 40-second gap. But on track, on paper, at least it was 10. So in that sense, can we say that Max edged Lewis out in terms of better winning margins? Maybe.
Maybe. And, frankly, that's not a metric I considered, because, for example, races in Abu Dhabi, had there not been a safety car, Lewis would have finished 1 and he would have had a 10-12 second margin. And then, of course, we had Sergio Perez do his fantastic defensive driving as well. And there's just one more very subjective stat, not stat, but a fact that I'm going to put here. I think after Monza and after Silverstone, the onus to avoid a crash was on Lewis.
Yeah.
Because Max was like, hey, I can crash. I can still be as aggressive, and I can still win the race or win the title because I had the points gap. So Lewis did absolutely well to be engaged in battle, to still, you know, lose positions or not, or win positions or not. But he did very well to avoid crashing with Max Verstappen. And come on, even the Verstappen fans here need to agree with me on this point, that Lewis was driving. He wanted to be a clean driver. Yes, he's had unclean moments, but I'm talking of, you know, the last 5, 6, 7, 8 races of this season. He needed to be clean. He needed to avoid a crash, and he did absolutely well to avoid a crash. And talking of crashes, I am going to bring in a cheeky point. And, you know, sports is always about momentum, and it's momentum why I have actually picked Lewis to be the deserving winner, because I'm like, he was on the momentum. He was 4 races on the trot winning, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, towards the end, Mercedes was the quicker race car, where Red Bull was the quicker qualifying car. Clearly, the strategy was, we need Max to qualify very close to or ahead of Lewis so he can engage in battle and do his magic on track. Probably, you know, that's what it was. But there was this one time when Lewis needed to halt Max's momentum, right? And he did that at Silverstone. Right.
Nah.
And how did he do that? We all know it's, again, a very controversial topic. And why do I talk of momentum? Because if we were to consider, you know, 5, 6 races in the build up to Silverstone, Max won in Monaco, Max almost won in Azerbaijan. We know what happened there. He won in France, he won in Austria, he won in Styria. And that was just that momentum which, you know, was bringing him those massive 25, 26, 25, 26 points. And Lewis needed to sort of halt that momentum so that he could start on his own. And that was just one point about momentum that I wanted to make when it came to the title protagonists this year.
Yeah, and what if we didn't see what we saw at Silverstone? What if we didn't see what we saw at Hungary? Maybe this whole season would have been so much more different. But that's beyond the point right now. But in this game of top trumps, Kunal, one element has to be brought out. Maybe the final element. Maybe something that seals the deal for me. I don't know. I'm going to try. You decide, folks. You are the ultimate judge in this case. But in terms of teammates as well, Lewis, I would say, in direct sense, he had less help because Checo was, of course, more willing to always give out the tour, more willing to always be there, even if it meant his race was sacrificed and whatnot. But in terms of always having somebody to back up the other driver in the race, Red Bull were missing that for the majority of the part. And so, of course, that's not something that Max can control, obviously. But it was only in the final few races where we saw Checo Perez actually come up and be that driver that Red Bull needed him to be in the races, that is, only in Mexico, only eventually in Abu Dhabi. So not having him on board for a lot of the races as well to help out with strategy, that was maybe a hindrance that Max had to work with, a teeny tiny one, but still maybe something that edges him out in that case.
Yeah, I mean, the same can be said about Bottas. He wasn't as much available to Lewis in 2021 as he has been available in the previous seasons, I would say. And Bottas had his own share of luck and accidents and moments as we know it. And, you know, he's explained that to be why. But yeah, that's a fair point. I mean, it was largely a Max versus Lewis competition. And if their wingmen were available to be engaged in dogfight, they were available. But, you know, on just one final note, you know, in the end, could be whoever you favor winning, it can't be disagreed. And this is where I'm sure the Max Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton fans will all be in agreement, is there was sporting integrity that got questioned in Abu Dhabi that had still not been answered by the FIA after the fracas that we saw in Abu Dhabi. So, you know, when you see the sporting integrity part and you were to try and be like, oh, what was the more fair thing to do? I think the more fair thing to do would have been, like we said, the red flag and giving them a chance to fight. And if that was not possible, okay, the scenario would have been that, okay, let's just end it behind the safety car. That would have probably been another fair thing to do rather than let's just have 5 cars unlap and let the 2 drivers battle it out. Again, that scenario would have never come up in any of the team's strategists and their considerations of, hey, what could be the factors at play? So, but yes, it's happened. It's done. Like we said, change is good. Change is inevitable. That's what we saw. But yeah, this was just my reason of why I think Lewis deserved it that bit little more, in the championship. And I'm a Michael Schumacher fan. That's who I grew up watching Formula One. But I wouldn't care if Lewis would have taken the eighth. I'm probably in the Vettel zone. Michael's the greatest driver for me, blah, blah, blah. So it doesn't matter. Lewis can win 10 more if he wants to. But Michael will remain the greatest driver for me.
Yeah, that's our takes. But you let us know ours. And we want to know your take on social media. So you can check out the episode description to see where you can find us on all our social media platforms. And let's engage. Let's have this discussion for a little bit longer. And in my opinion, I don't think it's still settled. Max might be the one having the world championship at home, but this battle isn't quite done yet. I think the scores are still yet to be settled in hopefully a fair manner, but I don't have any trust in the organizing body about something like that. Let's see if they can change things up for 2022 and maybe come up with a more fair way to run the sport. But what are your thoughts? Let us know on social media. Let us know your thoughts on this episode as well. And thank you for taking out the time to listen to us. Have a very nice holiday season. And yeah, enjoy the winters essentially, if it is cold in your place as well. Thank you so much for listening, folks. Have a good time.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.